Hey, how about if we spend another day talking about coffee? You know, one of the loves of my life. For a couple of months now, I've been dealing with an unexpected issue: loose stools and tummy rumblings in the evening. It was a bit of a mystery until I made a simple change to my daily routine. Many of you know, on February 18th this year, I started a full-blown carnivore diet. Yeah, I know, you might be thinking, whoa, that's a lot of meat. It is a lot of meat. It's wonderful. But the benefits have been undeniable. Improved allergies? It's the best allergy season in 20 years. Better blood sugar control. I'm always looking for that. I used to be a diabetic. I'm not even going to say that I'm controlling my diabetes. I used to be a diabetic. I am no longer. And a surge in energy, overall energy. But the one thing that wouldn't go away were those pesky evening tummy issues. Have you noticed that as you make changes and you improve and improve, sometimes an issue that maybe you had barely noticed comes to the forefront? Well, this is one of those. So here's where coffee comes in. I told you we're going to talk about coffee, right? I am a full-blown coffee addict. I say I drink around 8, 10 cups a day. Yeah, it's probably more 10 to 15 on a regular day. And the thing is, I'll even indulge in a cup of coffee after dinner and call that dessert. It helps me not eat sugar. It was one of the things that really pushed me over the top in getting to my carnivore diet, was I was able to substitute coffee when I really had a craving. Now I substitute scrambled eggs. Anyways, I was thinking about my issue, and I remembered my good friend, and should we call him Joe? Coffee, get it? Had shared a story with me about his late-night coffee habit that led to a very embarrassing situation. Apparently, he was out on a date. Can you imagine? He had to make a mad dash to the restroom during that hot date. Needless to say, it wasn't his favorite or his finest moment. Thinking about this, I wondered if my coffee might be the culprit behind my evening tummy issues. Whew. So I decided to try a change. No more coffee after noon. Instead, I switched to a strong herbal tea. Bengal cinnamon spice, if you'd like to know. It's really yummy. It's a great replacement for coffee. Guess what? The first night, suddenly I wasn't bloated or forced to listen to my tummy gurgling. And I had my first full night's sleep in a very long time. I say, who knew such a simple change could make such a big difference? After all these years, I know simple changes can make huge difference in your life. And this is just one of those. I looked it up, and it turns out caffeine can stimulate the production of stomach acid, which can increase intestinal contractions. And that's what leads to those nasty loose stools. So I still enjoy my morning cup of Joe, but I'm listening to my body. I'm adjusting accordingly. I think I'm going to try cutting back a little further to see what kind of results I can achieve. Do I actually feel better? Do more issues go away? Do I end up giving up coffee? There's a big part of me that hopes not. But I'd be lying if I didn't say if I cut back on coffee and even cut out and find it totally changes my health, yeah, I would give it up. I hope not. I hope not. So the moral of this story? Don't let your coffee habit ruin your evenings, or your dates for that matter. If you experience digestive discomfort after consuming coffee, especially later in the day, it's probably worth considering limiting your intake or maybe switching to that alternative beverage, or sometimes it's even advisable not to drink anything after dinner. That's a whole nother subject. So we'll leave that for another day. If all else fails, remember my buddy Joe's embarrassing story. That should be enough to motivate you to make some changes. So until we talk next time, move well, stay healthy, be happy, and listen to your body. It's definitely telling you what you need to hear.